You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple, where we deliver weekly masterclass episodes that help podcast hosts and podcast guests elevate their podcasting game. I am your host, Alex Sanfilippo. Today's episode features audio from a session of the latest PodPros quarterly event. To learn more about the speaker in this episode, along with other helpful resources, including the video version of this episode and links to attend next quarter's event, please visit podpros.com/187. And now, please enjoy today's episode.
I'm Steph Taylor, and this is my pod talk on how to monetize your podcast with a digital product. So first of all, why would we want to monetize our podcasts with a digital product? Digital products are a low risk, high reward way to monetize your podcast. Firstly, you can launch and validate your product, a digital product, before you put the work in to create it. You can sell 10 or 1,000 for pretty much the same amount of work and for pretty much the same amount of overheads that go into it as well. You can start creating them from day one of podcasting journey rather than sponsorship or advertising where they want to know your download numbers, they want to know who's listening. You can start creating and selling and monetizing your podcast with a digital product before you've got your first ever listener. And lastly, you can help your listeners to get bigger wins, which will in turn keep them more engaged because now they are more invested. You've helped them and they are going to be the most engaged listeners because of that. So I'm going to share with you today my 5-step process for monetizing your podcast with a digital product and how I turned one product, a product that was all about teaching people how to launch a podcast, into $750,000 in the space of 12 months. So step one, listen. This is the best way to come up with ideas. But as podcasters, we're so used to doing the talking that we don't often stop to listen to our listeners. And I know that can be really challenging, especially because of the way that podcasting is designed, where it is that one-way conversation. But we need to ask our listeners to connect with us outside of the podcast and then find out, what do you need help with? It really helps here to pay attention to what people are asking you over and over and over again. Because if they're asking you over and over and over again, this is a really big hint that you can potentially help them with a product for this. It might be something that comes easily to you. The idea for this product. For me, when somebody said, hey, Steph, help me launch a podcast, help me launch a podcast, help me launch a podcast, I thought, this is something that's actually really easy, but other people struggle with it. And that's the sign that that's a good product to potentially create. So the way that I created the podcast launch plan, and I'll use this to illustrate every single step that I'm walking you through in this process, but the podcast launch plan was a $197 product that made me $750,000 in 12 months. And this idea, it's the most simple idea, but it came about because people kept asking me how to launch a podcast. And I thought, maybe there's a potential product here. This is how profitable products are created. It's not by this big, crazy, bright idea. It's by the idea that solves a product. And I'm not an expert in podcast launches, but it was something I knew I'd done, and I knew I could teach it to people who are in a similar situation to where I was. You don't need to be the expert to teach what you are teaching. Step two is ideate. Once you have those raw ideas or that raw idea for the product, flesh it out. The best ideas for digital products right now in 2022 are ones that are solving a problem or delivering a transformation. They are solving this problem or they are delivering this transformation as quickly and as easily as possible. People don't want more content. In the past, yes, people might have wanted more content, but now we have more free content than we have hours in the day. So people want something that's going to help them to get those results as quickly as possible, not something that's just going to be content that they can consume for content's sake. So what is that exact outcome you are promising somebody? And how can you deliver it in a way that gets them that outcome as easily as possible? Is it a group program? Is it a membership? Is it an online course, an ebook, templates, an audio training series, a paid newsletter? What format do people want it in? What format does it suit you best to deliver it? And how can you help them to achieve that transformation or solve that problem in the quickest way possible? Now, with the podcast launch plan, I initially launched it as a group program because I knew this was the easiest way I could deliver it. I didn't need to create anything ahead of time. I didn't need to invest all this time into creating a course or an ebook only to discover that nobody wanted it. And I really was at a point in my business where I needed cash quickly. So I thought, a group program, this is going to be the best way to deliver it, at least for the first round, because I can now teach it to them week by week. I can do it in a small, intimate setting, and I can help them to workshop their struggles. So that was why I decided to launch it as a group program. Now, step three, validate. So with that podcast launch plan group program, what I actually did was I had a fairly sizable email list at this point, and I launched it to them. I said, hey, here's this group program. I'm running it on this date. I'm taking 10 people. This is how you can sign up. I ended up only selling 2 spots. This is despite having more than 10 friends ask me to help them launch a podcast. And that the moral of that story is that until people put their money where their mouth is, you don't have a validated product idea. So what I then did was I got out there and I started talking to these people who had asked me for something to teach them how to launch a podcast. And I asked them, why didn't you sign up for the group program? This is where I got the best insight. And everyone thinks that validation is just checking whether people want your idea or not. But to me, validation is a whole lot more because it expands our minds to what people want and what people need beyond what we've considered. What I discovered from surveying these people and talking to them was that actually they didn't want to learn how to launch a podcast in a group program. Some of them wanted to do it in 4 weeks. Others wanted to do it in 6 months. They wanted to do it self-paced. They weren't able to commit to showing up to live calls, and they weren't sure that if the group setting was the best way for them to learn. So this told me everything I needed to know to pivot completely. I then relaunched it. I said, okay, great. Here's a step-by-step Trello board, not even an online course, self-paced Trello board with every single step you need to tick off to launch a successful podcast. I launched it again and people bought it. So then I created it, which brings me to the next step, creating it. Now, creating it, what is the simplest way you can get it out there? For me, the simplest way was this Trello board. Bells and whistles can come later. You don't need to pre-record. You don't need to hire a videographer. You don't need to do all of the fancy things. If you can teach it live the first time, great. If you can put it together in a Trello board, great. Get that minimum viable product out there and focus on the bells and whistles later, rather than getting so caught up in getting it perfect the first time. Now, somewhere where people get stuck is comparing sites where they're going to host it. I see this happening a lot with people who are launching courses and memberships. They'll sit there and they'll think, oh, do I launch it in Kajabi? Do I use Thinkific? Do I use Teachable? And they'll spend more time considering which platform to launch it on than they will nurturing their listeners to get them to the point where they are ready to buy this course when they launch it. If it's a course or a membership, can we make it minimum viable product by teaching it live on Zoom? Once you've taught that first round of students, great. Maybe then we can look at investing in a portal. Maybe then we can look at investing time into recording things. But can you teach the things live the first time you do it? I see a lot of people getting stuck in the create stage, in this step, for months. And this is, honestly, this is the simplest part. It should be the simplest part, is creating it. The hardest part is selling it. The hardest part is finding out what people want and delivering that to them, meeting them there with the messaging. Once we found out what people want, creating it should be a breeze. Don't get stuck here for months. Remember, the longer you spend at this stage, the longer it's going to take for you to help people, to have that impact. And rather than waiting for it to be perfect, remember that something that's 70% perfect is going to help a heck of a lot more people than something that is 100% perfect. and never launched, because as you know, you and I know, nothing's ever going to feel 100% perfect. So that was why I launched a Trello board. I could have created a course. I could have taught it week by week. I could have pre-recorded the lessons, but I wanted something that was going to be the most minimum viable product that was going to help people to achieve what they wanted in that self-paced way that they wanted. And that was how I came up with the Trello board idea. Step number 5 is promote. This is something as podcasters, we don't naturally do very well, especially when we're used to consistently delivering so much content for free on the podcast. We deliver so much value, that then when it comes to actually asking people to work with us or promoting something to them, we don't want to sell. Now, your podcast is going to be a great way to promote this new digital product. But I want you to step outside of the mindset that the digital product is just there to monetize your podcast. Instead, how can you use your podcast to grow your email list and then promote this digital product to your email list? Can you run a free masterclass and promote that free masterclass to your podcast listeners? This is how I got the podcast launch plan to being a $750,000 product, by running multiple free masterclasses. And then eventually, once I knew that the messaging was on and on, like it was on point, it was perfect. Once I knew the messaging was perfect, then I recorded the masterclass and I automated it. And I'm constantly giving calls to action. Hey, go and register for my free masterclass on how to launch a podcast. That drove $750,000 of sales with one product, not just me consistently talking about the product. How can you get this product in front of your listeners as much as possible? Can you seed it into your podcast content? So when you're talking about your podcast or talking on your podcast in a show, how can you add little bits from that product? How can you constantly add little references? You know, you might say, hey, well, in my podcast launch plan, I dive a little bit deeper into the exact equipment that you need based on where you are recording your podcast, because it's not the same for everybody. And then I would go on to talk about the rest of my podcast content rather than just promoting the product all the time. Once you have success stories from your digital product, how can you interview them on your podcast or create case studies or weave testimonials into your podcast content? And how can you share content on your podcast that gets them to where they need to be ready to buy your product? For example, with the podcast launch plan, I know one thing that's holding a lot of business owners back from launching a podcast is that they don't know if they have anything worth listening to. So a great episode to overcome that would be 7 things that you can share that are worth listening to, or here's how to uncover your perfect podcast idea. That gets them to the point where they are then ready to commit to creating a podcast and to buy my product. Now, so to recap, digital products are a really low risk, high reward way to monetize your podcast. You don't need to be an expert to create a digital product. You just need to be able to improve your listeners' lives in some way. And you don't need to be that expert. You can just be a few steps ahead of them and guide them through something that you have already achieved. You don't need an entire library of products. All you need is one really good product that you can sell over and over and over again. And there are 5 steps for monetizing your podcast. Listen, ideate, validate, create, and promote. All right. Thank you so much. I am Steph Taylor, and this has been my Pod Talk.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Podcasting Made Simple. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please share a screenshot or picture of yourself listening to it on social media. Be sure to tag us so we can follow you and also reshare it. Additionally, if you know someone who would benefit from listening to this as well, please send it their way. For show notes and resources from this episode, please visit podpros.com/187. Thank you again for listening, and I'm looking forward to bringing you another masterclass episode next week.